All right, so I'm a newbie. You know, I'm brand new at this whole thing. Let's say you're not married with children, but you are close to family, which so many people are, right? You live in the same towns or the same areas, and they go to church on Sundays together, have dinner, right, on the weekends and evenings. And so first and foremost is that anxiety you're going to feel. Like, no matter what you put in your own head and you tell yourself, you know, it's going to be fine, it's going to roll with this, it's a great opportunity. That anxiety of leaving your family or your wife and children, or if you're a single parent and you have a family member helping you out, as I have in the past, the anxiety is definitely the first thing you want to definitely deal with. And how to
Sure.
counteract that, I have some ideas. When you get in the field, if you have that one point of contact, that one team member that you're going to be working with, regardless if you're going to work as a two-man and that team member is your inspector or foreman, or if you're working a four-man or eight-man crew, right? Somebody on that team that's willing to, you know, reach their hand out and say, hey, you need to know something. I'm the guy you need to talk to. So prior to coming out, let's talk about all the things you might need, what you don't need, how to pack light, and mentally prepare yourself, right, for being on the road away from family. And of course, step two is, as a new guy, I think we have a lot of new people that come aboard, and we didn't teach them right out of the gate how to turn your work family into family. If you can mentally prepare yourself ahead of time that, okay, family's only a phone call away, but now I have this work family that I have to learn to like and live with for an extended period of time, and that would be definitely step two.